No, good afternoon, Ricky. Sorry about that, sir. I had you on mute there by for a second. Hello, Ricky. Can you hear me?
That's all right. Yes, sir.
Okay, so Ricky, nice to meet you, sir. My name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here from my department. You were just speaking to a young lady there by the name of Tara. She is a mapping coordinator here for the company. So her job today has been to find a quality company in your area so that we can go ahead and refill this exclusive listing here that opened up on the first page of Google for your line of industry this morning. She was asking me to jump on the line here, Ricky, to apply the Labor Day weekend. We have a special here for today on the price, and also apply another discount here for you to make it more affordable. But she's telling me here that you're a little concerned about the price, but is there any other questions or concerns that you have, or did you want to dive into the price first?
It doesn't matter. I'm waiting for the price.
Okay, so on the price, sir.
I got to get better at what I'm doing.
You got to what?
Be better at what I'm doing.
Well, it's definitely better than what you're doing if you're referring to Home Advisor or Angelis or whatever they're calling themselves nowadays. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yes. How long have you been with them?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, huh? You already don't like it. Yeah, it's going to get worse, too. I mean, they send you a lead that they already sent out to 10 different companies.
5,000 people.
Exactly. And you're paying for all those calls coming your way, and unfortunately, none of them are guaranteed. Now, what we're going to provide for you here is that type of thing, but we're not going to send you a lead that's already sent out to different people. That lead will be live, and the lead will call you directly when they are looking for the service. Not even an old lead. So that's a live search, live call from a client when the client did a search. Wouldn't you say that's way better?
Sounds better.
It is. I mean, you use Google yourself too, I bet, right? All the time? Every day, all day?
Not
okay.
Really.
Well, I mean, well, we all do. I mean, I don't even know how many times I had to Google for this. You're old school.
I'm not a computerized person.
Yeah,
I'm old.
And I get you. What I mean, but see, the thing you got to remember, though, Rob, respectfully, is that your clients, you have young, medium, and old clients also, and they do Google. So the ones that are doing that Google search are looking for your services. And if you're right there on that first page, they're gonna find you on that first page. They're gonna call you from that first page. And those people, and to be honest with you, it's more complicated to go on Home Advisor and Angie's Leads and all that. You got to download that app. You have to sign up, and then you have to look for a company. People are not going to do all that. You know what I mean? People are just going to Google for a service that they need, and they're going to find you on the first page of Google. If they need demolition, they're going to Google demolition. They're going to find it. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. Put you right there one-on-one with your clients, okay, which is something old school that you probably like. Have the clients call me. Let me deal with the client. Let me do my thing. That's what we're going to do. No middleman stuff, no pay-per-clicks, no pay-per-leads, no surprises. You're not going to be paying percentages either if you land a big job. Okay? I'm just trying to put it as simple as possible, okay? Now, on the price, sir, I'm going to give you two options. I'm going to apply those discounts that I mentioned, especially the one that is only for today, the Labor Day special. I'm going to drop the price down to just $299 a month. That includes the Facebook ads. If I take off the Facebook ads, it'll be dropped to $199 a month. That is way better than what you're doing, and I promise you, okay? And then you can get rid of them, which you should. They're getting sued right now by multiple companies all over the nation, so that's something you should really look into getting off as soon as possible. Now, what you get with both those packages, one of them doesn't include the Facebook ads, okay? But other than that, they include first page of Google, first page of Bing, 70 directories that used to be on paper also, like Yellow Pages. You're going to be on the mobile platform, obviously meaning cell phones, which is the one literally you're talking on one right now. Cell phones, tablets, iPhones, iPads, computer desktops, all that. Cars that have internet access. Alexa, Google Home, mobile platform, as I mentioned to you. Sorry for repeating myself. You're going to be also verified with Google, registered with them officially, and we will provide you with a tool, which is a dashboard tracking system so you can track where all the calls are coming from so you know it's us that are causing that call to go your way. Okay? Also, I see that your company here doesn't yet have a website. Is that correct, Ricky?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. All right. And I know you mentioned to me that you don't really do much of that online stuff because, well, you said you're old. I don't want to call you old. You don't sound old. And I'm sure you're healthy and everything. So, but
no, you're old school. I'm old school. I'm 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then broke all to pieces.
Oh, man. Well, hope God gives you many more years of life there, Ricky, okay? But, I mean, we're all getting old, to be honest with you. I mean, we're not getting any younger every day. So, but you're still out there working. You're still out there active, so that's a good thing. But we're going to go ahead and also include a website for your company so that way you can display your work. And you don't have to worry about doing anything on your website, okay? We'll take care of everything for you. We're going to pretty much create an online portfolio for you with your photos of work that you've done so it looks really professional, real nice, and it's easier to close deals. Yes, sir? You're going to say something?
You're going to want pictures.
Well, yeah, we want your pictures. If you got pictures, then we want to show your work.
No, I don't have none right now.
Okay, then we provide five photos.
Every phone that I have always get broken. I couldn't ever get pictures out of them.
Mm. Okay, well, I mean, there's a thing called a Google Drive, you know what I mean, and they all go automatically saved onto there, but, I mean, that's actually automatic if you have an Android. I don't know. I never had an iPhone, so I don't know how that goes, but either way, we provide stock photos for you of services that you provide of your industry, and then once you start collecting some, we'll go ahead and upload those for you. So that's not a problem. So we'll have a brand new website for you within 3 to 5 days also. All you got to do, Ricky, is just give me a shot, give me that 1% of your trust, and we'll handle the rest for you. And I'm sure at one of those two options that I'm giving you there, the $299 or the $199, I'm sure one of those two has got to be more than enough for you to give us a shot today, right?
Which one would be best?
$299, because it includes the Facebook ads, and that's more aggressive. But it's up to you. I don't know where your budget's at, but I want to give you those two options so you have options. $299 is the best one. I promise you, you'll love it.
$299 a month.
Yes, sir. I'll take care of everything for you. You got me to back you up. I've been here for 10 years. I'm not going to disappear on you like other so-called salesmen do. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm a director here, and I'll be able to back you up. If you ever have any trouble getting a hold of a technician, I'll make sure they call you ASAP. I want to make sure you have a good experience with us, okay? And I want to give you the better option versus having to pay for those burnt-out leads from Home Advisor. You willing to give me a shot, Ricky? Can we try this out?
Let's do it, then.
Okay. So, Ricky, what is your last name? Is it Beecham?
Wait a minute. You're going to want some, yeah, Beecham. B-E-A-C-H-U-M. You're going to want credit card, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, obviously.
Credit card, right?
It's a Visa, MasterCard, American Express that we take. Yes, sir.
The reason I'm asking, because I'm waiting for my credit card to come in for the company.
Okay. Do you have any other card that you can use for the first payment?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do that, and then you can switch it.
It ain't going to be but one-time deal on this one.
Okay, yeah, that's not a problem. I mean, we do that all the time. Matter of fact, I did that like 3 hours earlier with another lady that wanted to sign up for a company with us for a different industry in a different state. Okay, so let me go ahead and check the address here that you're verified at. I mean, I'm sorry, that we're going to verify you at. You're still located at 22216 Thomas Woods Trail, Zuni,
yes,
Virginia.
Sir.
All right.
Zuni,
sorry about that. It's okay.
That's
right. Same city. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get you verified there. We're going to hide that address for you. I assume that your home is not an office. We'll go ahead and hide that for you. And Ricky, on the card that you'll be using, does it say Ricky or Richard, or what does it say exactly?
It's,
so I can.
The business card, it says Ricky Beecham's Demolition and Clearing, and Grading, and it says,
see. Julius's name too.
Huh?
Usually it says the name too.
Yeah, my name's
on the card.
I'm insured. Okay. Licensed and insured.
Okay, no, I get you, but I mean, does it say Ricky or Richard or
Ricky?
Ricky,
okay.
Oh, okay, very good. Sorry about that. Maybe I didn't ask you the, I wasn't clear on my question. And what email can I send your receipt to for your tax records?
Ricky Beecham.
Yeah.
_yahoo.com.
Okay, so that's Ricky Beecham _
Yeah.
At yes, Yahoo? Sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, and well, it's coming out that it's invalid. Am I missing something? Maybe.
What's it
Ricky,
mean invalid?
That it's not a valid email. So Ricky.
Small letters.
Okay. Yeah. Always. So Ricky.
Small letters.
Okay. R I C. Uh huh.
Beecham.
Okay.
_
Uh-huh.
Yahoo.com.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. It's coming out. Maybe it's a glitch on my system, but I'll try it anyway. I'm going to also send you a text here with the email that you gave me. So there's no numbers. There's no _ demolition or anything like that .com. I mean, I'm sorry.
No. Nope.
Nothing like that. No? Okay. You probably had it for a long time, so I don't see. I don't see why you would get it wrong. You probably had it for a long time too, right?
Let's see here. About 15 years.
Oh, man. Sorry about that. Maybe it's a glitch here. But let me do a test email right now. So, and I'll also send you a text here with the email that you gave me. So that way you can see if it's correct or not. Is it? Did you get my text?
Wait a minute.
Or did I get it wrong?
That's it.
Okay, so I'm sending you a test email, right?
The question mark is not on it, though.
Well, yeah. I put that myself.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent you an email right now. Yeah, that was like, yeah, that's weird. Yeah, that's weird. It actually it says that address not found. Okay, so what we can do is we'll take care of this. It's not a problem. I mean, I'm gonna send you my email, and you can just put hi, hello, whatever from your email, and then it'll let me know. It'll send an email to me, and I'll tell you what. Okay, so let me see relevant ads.com, and I'm making this important obviously because I want you to have your receipt. We're going to send it to you by text either way, but it's important for us to have the correct email. Let me see. That's my email. So you can just send like a hi, hello, whatever. And then I'll tell you right away as soon as I get the email, and we'll figure out what the correct email is because it'll be sent automatic.
Get up a little bit. Yeah, you got it. Get up. That will sit on my lap.
And while we're doing that right there, let me go ahead and make sure I have the correct number here. This is the number you're going to want for clients to call you, all right?
Mr. That's Beecham. Right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
No secondary number? This is the only number. No secondary number, right? Just this number is okay?
This is it.
Okay, very good. Okay, so the email is specifically going to be for that receipt, but I'm also going to text it to you, so you have access both ways, okay? So while I'm waiting for that email that you're sending, just a generic one, whatever you said on it, just so I can get it, let me go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and read your 90-second voice verification. So this is to protect you legally, to outline the service agreement and everything. And obviously the payment, I'm going to go ahead and take it down. What type of card is it, Ricky, that we're using? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Visa.
And the same billing address, I assume? Billing address?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, sir. And on the card that we'll be using, I assume that it says also Ricky Beecham?
Yep.
Okay, no middle initial or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, it's Ricky A. Beecham.
Oh, okay. And on the email, you sure it's not Ricky A. Beecham, huh? It's just Ricky Beecham?
Just Ricky Beecham.
Okay. Okay, and whenever you are ready there, Mr. Beecham, I'm ready for you. The 16 digits of the card, it should start with a 4,
mm-hmm.
please.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to figure this shit out.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to send an email?
I'm trying to get to the page.
Which one? So I can help you. Which one are you trying to get to? The email?
To my email.
Okay. So you're trying to send in a computer desktop, or are you trying to send in through your phone?
I'm sending it.
Okay.
That computer.
Yeah, let me know if you need assistance. I mean, it should be pretty easy, though. I mean, I don't know if you have automatic sign-in with your own, with your username and password already.
Yeah, but...
And slow internet or what?
It says sign out. No.
Yeah, usually it's something small, too, where it's, like, incorrect. You know what I mean? I know you said it's Ricky Beecham underscore at yahoo.com. Do you think maybe it's gmail.com? Maybe?
No.
So for sure it's Yahoo.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at Yahoo right now. Welcome to Yahoo Mail.
All right.
And it's a bot.
Okay, so just go to
my name.
Do you want me to tell you my email again so you can send me something?
Wait a minute now. We didn't never touch the damn thing.
What's that?
I said we didn't never touch this thing.
You know, the good thing about this is that you don't have to worry about all this, like, tedious stuff. You don't even have to get into your, which is there right now. All you got to do is just pick up the phone once you start with us. So, we're not going to have you do none of the dirty work, Ricky. No, you're not into computers as much.
Hold on for a minute. Let me see if I can get the wife.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ma. She ain't even in here. She's out there feeding the dogs.
Okay, so look, what we can do is I'm gonna send you the receipt via text. Okay, so you have it for your records, and then we'll update the email later. That's not a problem because we still have to do a client interview anyway, so we can discuss what services you want to show up for, what services you don't want to show up for, what cities you want to target, how far you want to go out. And if you have any specific colors that you use for your company, or little details like that. And then we'll discuss the photos, what type of photos you want us to put for you, that we have here on the company, like stock photos. Okay? So we'll take care of the email stuff after. So I'll send you a text with the receipt. So don't worry about the receipt not going through. Okay? So, as far as the payment though, the type of card that you want to use? I think you said it's a Visa, or was it a MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay, Visa. Sir. And whenever you're ready, please, the card should start with a 4.
4108-9400-4063-9825.
And the expiration, please?
124.
And the 3 in the back?
905.
Okay, let me read you the verification, sir. So, welcome to Local Splash Boys verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. It's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Beecham's Demolition and Clearing.
Thank you, sir. Please state your name and your title within the company.
Ricky Beecham, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company today?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company today?
I'm the whole owner. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time, so that way we are all on the same page. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of agreement. So the initial term and account setup is being charged today in the lowered amount of $299. This is for the Platinum package, includes a website and all the bells and whistles. When the account reaches the end, it will automatically renew each month on the same amount. And I am putting here on record that you want to change your card out for the following payments. We'll go ahead and contact you in regards to that. And if you wish to discontinue, just call us at customer servicer at 877-635-6225. Same number on the text, same number in the email that you will get. And just go ahead and dial extension 1, and you'll get someone on the line, a live person, and you can cancel. So that's not a problem, never been a problem. You don't need a divorce lawyer to cancel our services. Just call us back, and we'll handle it for you. But I don't think you're going to cancel, okay? But as far as the client interview, right, what is the best time to call you tomorrow for the 10, 15-minute phone interview over the phone? You don't have to be in front of your computer. Morning or afternoon, would you say it better?
Anytime. My phone's anytime. Always beside me. Yeah.
Good job. Okay, that's your money right there, too, so.
That's it. I'm getting ready to go buy a new one.
All right. And
this phone sometimes go black, and you can't even answer the line. Phone. Can't
oh, really?
Who it is, you can't answer. Yeah.
Are you always dropping your phones? I know you say you're always breaking your phones.
Yeah, but I ain't done this one in a while.
Don't jinx it now.
I'm not.
Okay, so let me see here. So your client interview, I'm going to put you in at 8 o'clock Pacific time, so which is 9, 10, 11. Between 11 o'clock in the morning and 12 o'clock, they'll call you. Is that okay?
Okay, that'll be fine.
All right, so they'll call you between that time. And let me see here. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and send you the receipt right now as well. Okay, there should be a text that you got that says, Ricky A, we sent a copy of your invoice to your email, which you will update right now. And then it has a link there that says mylocal.com/terms. Do you see it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead and click on it, please.
Yahoo Mail, inbox, your inbox.
Okay. Oh, okay, so you're in your inbox. Okay, so send me an email then, so that we can update your email right now. So my email is
okay,
M.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Sign in with Yahoo or
yeah.
Sign in with Google. which one I'm doing.
Okay.
Yahoo or Google?
Any one of them. You're trying to send me an email. That's what we're doing right now. So that way you can shoot me your
user email or mobile. What I do there?
Okay, so send me an email to this email that I'm gonna give you right now.
Wait a minute, is it user's name?
Yeah,
that's me, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, username. Are you, if you're trying to log into your email, that's your username. Yeah, that's you right there. I don't know what that is. I'm trying to send you your receipt though. So, unfortunately, the RickyBeacham_@yahoo.com is not valid. So, that's why we're trying to figure out what your email is. So, I'm trying to have you send me an email so that we can figure it out what it is.
Hell.
Are you able to send an email from your phone, Ricky?
Not that I know of.
Well, you should be able to, but I don't know what kind of phone you have, so I don't want you to go down a rabbit hole with it either. So the email that you can send an email to is the one that I send you on text, but I can read it to you so that way you can send it out. Were you able to log into your Yahoo mail?
Not yet.
It's not taking your password or?
I don't even really know. Damn. I don't really know the password.
Does your how do you get into your email? Yeah, because I mean,
at the house.
How do you get into your email?
Okay. Don't ask me how I did it.
You did it, but you did it.
All right, I'm in the computer.
Okay, very good.
But I don't see you.
Yeah, to send an email. What we're trying to do is figure out what's your email, because the one that you have is invalid, so something is incorrect on it.
You're going to have to walk me through it.
Okay, so,
I don't know how to do this thing.
Okay, so, just go into your email there. And then as if you're going to send somebody an email, like compose an email. And just put in my.
Wait a minute. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh.
Okay, so let me go ahead and send you let me send you the link on your phone to so that we can bypass the email. I'm gonna send you a link to a copy to your receipt. Okay, I just sent you a text right now.
I got a bunch.
Yeah, I just sent you a text right now that says mylocalsplash.com/terms. A text to your phone. Do you see it?
Yeah. Yes,
okay, click on that link that says mylocalsplash.com terms, and then it says your phone number next to it. Click on it. And then once you click on it, it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yeah.
You see that? Okay, now scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page. And then you'll see a box that says Signature. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now type in Ricky A. Beecham, because obviously this is for your account. That's your signature. So you just type it in, Ricky A. Beecham. And then before you confirm that signature, make sure you tap that little box above that that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder. Mark that box, put a check mark on it, and it should turn blue. And then confirm signature. And then it's going to ask you to put in a username and password.
Okay. Wait a minute now. All right, I just put my name in. Go down to confirm sign. Which one to go to?
Okay, so where are you at?
I just finished typing my name in.
Okay, so now go ahead and type. Go ahead and click on the little box. It should be like right above it that says, it's an empty box that says, I am the certified holder of this card. So click on that box and then it should turn blue. And then after you do that, then confirm signature. There's an orange button that says confirm signature after.
I don't see it.
It's a little empty box. Little empty square right there that says, I'm the certified holder. It's like, it should be right above where it says signature.
Oh. Man, you have me looking way down at the bottom.
Yeah, at the bottom.
That ain't at the bottom. It turned blue.
And then, yeah, so then you put confirm signature.
After I typed it in.
After you type it in, after you type in your name, click on that box that says, I am the certified holder of this card.
Yeah, it's blue.
Okay, there you go. Now press the button that says confirm signature.
Okay,
now it's going to ask you for a username and password. Yeah. Okay, disregard that. You're going to get that tomorrow. Okay, last step here. I promise we're almost done here, Ricky. Thank you for your patience, okay? Sorry I'm taking so much of your time, okay? I promise the process will be a lot faster once this is the hard part here. We take care of the rest. What would you say are three services that you offer that make you the most money? What's your main services that you offer? Demolition. What else?
Demolition, clearing, and grading.
No, you didn't get grading on there.
Okay, that's
your main
thing. And you know, in the beginning, you said something that I caught here. Your company is listed as Beecham's Demolition and Clearing. That's how you wanted the show, right? That's fine?
Yes, sir.
Okay, making sure some people change their company name and we can update that for you. Okay, and you don't have a Facebook business page, I assume. We can go ahead and create you one. Do you have one? I know you say you're not really
doing it yourself.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and create you. Do you have a personal one or no?
No.
Okay. So you're not into none of that stuff, huh? You're old school. Okay. So let me see. So we'll go ahead and take care of that for you. We'll create you one to run those ads so that we can get more traffic going your way. Okay, and let me see here. What's the mileage that you want to target, Ricky? 30 miles, 20 miles, 50 miles. How far do you want to target?
About 40.
Okay.
45. Miles.
And I heard a lady there. Is she able to help you out to send me an email?
That's my wife. She just came in.
Okay. Hello, Ms.
She can't hear me.
Oh, she can't. Okay, I was going to say. Does she know how to work the email? Does she know how to work the email?
Yeah.
Maybe she can help me send me an email.
I need to send an email, Mama.
I don't know how you do that.
Okay.
I can't send
the
email.
If I give you an email, would you be able to send me one?
I can answer back to them. I don't know how it works.
You don't know how to do it?
No.
She don't know how to do it.
Okay, we'll help you tomorrow. Don't worry about it. So when you do your client interview, we're going to help you out tomorrow. I'm gonna.
Hold on for a minute. What is? Mm-hmm. Tell me my email, Mama. What's my email?
All lowercase letters.
Can you hear her?
Okay, yes, I can. So she knows it. So you're in better.
Okay.
Ricky, okay, what is it? R-I-C-K-Y.
It's Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, lowercase letters.
Underscore Beecham.
Underscore Beecham.
B-E-A-B-E-A-M.
That is.
See, that's the problem. See,
yes.
We were putting Ricky Beecham underscore, so it's Ricky underscore Beecham. Okay,
yes.
So there you go. I knew there was something. Okay, let me.
Illiterate.
Okay. I'm always telling everybody, Mama, it's Ricky Beecham underscore yahoo.com.
No, it's Ricky underscore Beecham at yahoo.com.
Okay.
Okay, very good. So I'm going to do a little test email right now, and I'm going to send it to you. So that way you can get my information, too, so that way you know who you talk to. My name is Marlon, by the way, okay?
All right, Marlon.
Like Marlon Brando. That's my name. I've been here for 10 years, so you can always find me here. I'm easy to find. So I'm going to go ahead and update that email for you. And let me go ahead and update this also. Okay. All right, so... Excuse me. Okay, so everything should be set. Okay, I'm going to take care of everything here for you. And you have your receipt that's going to be in your inbox also as well. And aside from that, Ricky, I don't want to take much of your time, sir. We'll go ahead and finalize everything tomorrow for that 10 to 15 minute phone interview. So we're going to call you between 11 and 12 tomorrow to do the keywords and to do all the details, okay?
Yeah.
Please don't miss your appointment. If for whatever reason you do miss it, please call me. Let me know, Marlon, I missed my appointment. Let's reschedule. Text me, call me. I'm here. But I'll check back with you to see how things are going, but you'll be taken care of. Okay, other than that, there, Mr. Ricky,
okay.
Thank you for your time. Yes, sir.
Got
yes,
a question.
Sir.
Up there where you sent me the email,
uh-huh.
You have a new message. Refresh. What I do? Hit the refresh?
Yeah, hit refresh, yeah. So I sent you a test email just so that you have my information. Yeah, you have an email from me that I sent you so that you have all the information that we spoke about and everything. And then you're going to get your receipt also right now because I updated your email. So you're going to get the same receipt to your email, save it for your tax records as well.
Okay.
And
alrighty, sir.
You should be good to go. So other than that, well, we're all through here. I appreciate your time and God bless, sir. I wish you nothing but success 2022. And if you have any questions or anything like that, please feel free to always give me a call. I'm here Monday through Friday. Other than that, you have a blessed day, sir. And if you get any phone calls from any company saying that they're Google, that you got to pay more money or that they can do it for less, please disregard. And also with the whole home advisor thing, you should cancel those. I mean, because it's, it's not worth it to be paying for leads all the time, you know. So this will be a better service for you. It's more direct. And let us know if we can assist you in anything, okay? Please don't miss your appointment tomorrow from 11 to 12 o'clock.
All right.
To call you, okay? All right, Ricky.
All
it was
right,
a pleasure to speak to you, sir, okay? You have yourself a blessed afternoon.
Right,
we'll talk to you tomorrow, sir. Thank you for your time.
All right, you have a nice night.
You
all
too.
Right, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ricky. Bye now.